In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you, and we are so happy that you've joined us right here on the Word for Life broadcast. And again, I'm Dr. Rich Schmidt, founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries. And folks, we're going to have a wonderful time this morning as we're going to look at the topic of Christians, government, and the police. And you're like, well, why is a preacher, a pastor, if you will, getting involved in this subject? Well, there's a major reason why. I've had the privilege of being involved in law enforcement for 32 years. I was a deputy sheriff with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. I actually was the sheriff of Milwaukee County for about a year and a half. So I've got a pretty good background when it comes to the law enforcement field. And recently, if you recall, when we look back at some of the things with the COVID-19 virus, and then shortly after the COVID issue broke out, about a month and a half or so later, another major issue took place in the country, which really turned the country upside down. In fact, it had international consequences for a particular issue that happened with an officer and a individual who was being arrested that ended up in that person's death. It doesn't take long for us to recall that an officer was restraining a particular individual for what we would call a low-level crime and literally had his knee across the individual's neck, which, as we all saw, resulted in that person's death. Folks, as we all recall, that really incited many, many people to up the ante, if you will, when it comes to what commonly is called as police brutality or an excessive use of force. And it really, really, really brought this thing to a national attention. So, folks, we're going to be talking about, again, the concept of Christians, government, and the police, and how, after incidents like we've seen in the recent past that really caused a civil uproar, how should we, as specifically Christians, respond to this type of incident? Well, I'm going to ask you two more questions. Number one is, what can the Christian community do to push back on crime? Every single one of us that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, that have trusted him as our personal Savior, that have given our lives to him, one of the things we really, really work towards is helping people find peace in Christ, staying away from violence, staying away from drugs, alcohol, other addictions, learning to live peaceful lives. But is that really happening in many of our communities? And if we're honest, many of our communities, even in the with many Christians involved and churches involved, we're not seeing things moving in the right direction right now. So what can the Christian community do to push back on crime? I'm asking you that question personally this morning. Would you think about that? Is there something that you personally can do to push back on crime? And I believe there is, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Let me ask you one more question. What can the Christian community do to enhance our relationship with governmental leaders and specifically the police or law enforcement? So we're going to examine that from a biblical perspective over the next few minutes, and I hope you'll be challenged to really think about this. Now, if many of you, and most of you, if you've trusted Christ as your personal Savior, realizing you were a sinner, realizing you were bound for hell, Revelation 21:8, realizing that Jesus Christ came down from heaven, died on the cross for your sins, John 3:16, most of us know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, if you've trusted Jesus Christ, you've taken his free gift of salvation, Ephesians 2:8-9, and you've embraced him, God has specific things that he asks us as his children to do for him. Most of you are very familiar with two verses found in Matthew chapter 28. And folks, if we would embrace what God has asked us to do as his children, as his people, I can guarantee you we can see some of these issues that we're facing culturally right now with the extreme amount of violence, with the things taking place on the streets, things could be changed. So I'm going to try and open that discussion this morning. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, again, very familiar verses to most of you, and here's what it says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things. Wait a minute, what did he say? Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, he was preparing them on how to change the world. Folks, that's what he was doing. He was going to his disciples. They knew who he was. They knew what Jesus had done in the past. They watched him as he did the miracles. They watched him as he dealt with people. They watched him as he would come up to folks that were lost, had no hope, and would give them hope and tell them how their lives could be changed. Folks, this is a tough question, and this is one I think that I got to be real straightforward, and I'm kind of a blunt guy, so I'm going to put something on the table this morning. What are we doing in our Christian churches to reach out to the communities to make a change? That's a big, big question. Go into all the world, the Bible says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Well, folks, let's start right here in Acts chapter 1, the beginning part of when Jesus, right before his ascension, he says, what? I want you to go out into the world. I want you to preach the gospel. I want you to start basically in your hometown. He was telling them about Jerusalem. Then I want you to reach out to Judea, going out to the next region in Israel, and then to the uttermost parts of the world. Folks, here's what I'm finding in many of our Christian churches. And, okay, this one might get your attention. Are you ready? Here comes. We will spend thousands and tens of thousands and thousands of dollars sending our young people on mission trips across the country. We will spend tens and tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, sending folks from America to foreign fields. And that's wonderful, and I support that. But you know what we don't do? And folks, I'm just throwing it out there. You can agree or disagree, that's fine. But here's what I'm finding across the country. And I travel across the country with Prophecy Focus Ministries, and here's what I'm seeing in many churches. We will not go and evangelize in our backyard. We'll go across the seas, we'll spend thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to go to a foreign field, which is wonderful. And again, I support that. That's part of the missionary work. But we won't tell our young people or train our young people to go to their local high school. We won't have a local missions trip in our own neighborhood. Folks, it ought to start at home in Jerusalem. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Listen, you start in Jerusalem, you work in your own backyard, you work. Try and get folks the gospel, allow the Holy Spirit to work in their heart and to bring them to Christ. Folks, what happens when people come to Christ in your neighborhood? Do you remember what happened with you? What happened when you found, if you're a Christian and you've trusted Christ, what happened in your life? Well, most of you can probably say with me, things began to change. There's a little old song that says, it's been a great day since I've been born again, and the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The things I used to want to go to, I don't go there anymore. And it's a great concept. Folks, we need to start with the gospel at home. We will not change the American culture. We will not change the culture in our neighborhood. We will not change the culture in our county or our state or eventually the United States unless we start in our back door. Folks, I know that's a big order, but that's what God said. Again, I'm going to read the verses. Go, therefore, Jesus said, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Folks, that's back in the gospel. Let me take you to a wonderful passage found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul, who probably the greatest missionary that's ever lived, he gave two wonderful verses that encourage me and you to get out there and share the gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. And the Word of God says, now then, we Christians are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. What is the word of God asking me to do? And you're like, listen, I'm ready to turn you off. I don't want to have to do that work. Please don't turn me off. Listen to what we're being asked to do. I can't see you. You can't see me. But would you let the word of God speak to you this morning? What does it say again? It says, now then, Christian, those of us that have trusted Jesus, those of us that know we're going to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now then, Christian, we are ambassadors for Christ. Folks, you want to know why the neighborhoods are exploding? Do you want to know why crime is going rampant in certain areas of our country? Do you want to know why we're having difficulties with the acceleration of crime right now? Do you want to know why murders have skyrocketed shortly? And if you recall back when the COVID times were and the civil unrest that took place with the killing of the individual by the police officer, you recall what happened. This country went ballistic. And God said, listen, do you want to change that culture? Do you want to be able to get to people? Do you want to have peace in your community? Then, folks, here's the answer. Stop talking about it, and let's get out there and get busy telling folks the greatest news ever given to man, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Folks, the culture will not change unless God's people get busy and get out there and start telling folks the greatest news ever given to man, that yes, we're sinners, and yes, because we've sinned, if we got what we deserved, every single one of us, unfortunately, would have to go and burn in the lake of fire. But Jesus Christ loved you. You remember, if you're a Christian, do you remember when Jesus touched you? I trust you can remember that day. Do you remember when all of a sudden it was like you said, man, I just can't believe it. I know I'm a sinner. I know there's no hope for me. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit did something in your heart and you were moved and maybe even moved to tears and your heart was moved in a great way. And all of a sudden you said, yes, Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm accepting your free gift of salvation. Just like it said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace, God's free unmerited gift are you saved. It's through faith and it's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Nothing we can do to earn heaven. It's not of our works, but it's what Jesus Christ did on the cross to pay for our sins. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit pushed in your heart. All of a sudden, you said, I'm accepting that free gift. And you received Jesus at that very moment. Do you remember that? Folks, that's exactly what needs to happen in our communities. It's exactly what needs to happen in our country. We can do something about it. Folks, I want to encourage you this way. If you've trusted Jesus Christ, and if not, I trust that you'll embrace him even right now in this very moment. But if you're a Christian and you've trusted Christ and you're looking across our country and wondering what is going to happen, how do we change it? Folks, you are his ambassador. Would you look in the mirror? Would you see God's ambassador? That's you. You are his ambassador. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. We've got to stop hiding the gospel in our hearts, and we've got to do what Jesus asks us to do, which is spread the news of the gospel to every single person. Folks, that is the only hope for America. That is the only hope for this world. Folks, thanks so much for joining me today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Word for Life broadcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.